Blog Talk Radio.
Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Jericho, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. And the walls came tumbling down. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
Hello. Hi, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Gist of Freedom show. I am Asia Grace, host for this evening. I hope everyone's had a great week. Today on our show, we have a very special guest. We have Cindy Gaskin, an online magazine publisher. Cindy, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hi, Cindy. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
So can you tell us what inspired you to do an online magazine?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I just want to thank you and the Gist of Freedom Radio for inviting me to come back. I spoke about Unbroken Life, which is the name of my magazine, several weeks ago, the Gist of Freedom Radio was nice enough to have me come back now that the magazine is launched. And my inspiration was started back when I was in high school, actually. I, like most teenage girls, was very interested in fashion. I grew up in New York City, which is the fashion capital of the world from my perspective. And, you know, we would read lots of fashion magazines and, you know, it was kind of a way of living, you know, waiting for the seasons to change, especially having the fall lines come out. So most of my friends and I, that was kind of our pastime. And I always wanted to publish a magazine myself, especially with me being a writer. I certainly thought that that would be a wonderful way to express myself. Now, I've grown up. I'm a lot older than I was when I was in high school. So I'm no longer I'm interested in fashion, but more on a personal note than I am on a spreading a message note. So Unbroken Life magazine is my offering to the world, inviting them to partner their lives with God. Now, it's not a preachy magazine. It's not a for Christians, by Christians magazine by any means. It's a lifestyle magazine, and the magazine includes God in every aspect of our lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle may be. And so I'm doing what God put in my heart to do, and I'm praying that He will do the rest. He will use this magazine as a seed offering to plant Himself goodness, mercy, grace, love, prosperity, health, and well-being into every reader's heart, and that they will then extend all that into the lives of those they touch.
Now, Unbroken Life, that's a very unique name for a magazine. Can you tell us what inspired you to call your magazine that?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. That's a great question. The reason that I chose the name Unbroken Life is because I, like everyone else, had my moments of brokenness. In fact, one of the articles deals with one of the pretty painful moments in my life of suffering 5 miscarriages. And it's called giving birth to acceptance. So I had 5 miscarriages, and I never gave birth to a live baby after my 2 children, but I gave birth to acceptance, accepting the fact that it was not in my destiny to have more than the 2 children in a natural way. So having that broken time, that season of brokenness in my life, and I've had more than that one, but having that broken season in my life certainly, positioned me to look for a time of being unbroken. I was kind of in a season of making brokenness a way of life, you know, not having necessarily a way to, a means to get out. Now, I did have God in my life, but I kind of accepted brokenness and depression and defeat as, you know, my way of living. And I would get inspiration from various messages that I heard at church, various books that I read, but I didn't have unbrokenness as a way of life. So I wanted to share what it means to live an unbroken life. And again, come what may in our lives, I believe that God, inviting him in, not blaming him, not accusing him, not questioning him, but accepting him, is the key to having.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I thought I lost you for a minute. Well, that's a great explanation, and I do agree with you that although we have trials in our life, it's important to maintain our relationship with God and realize that although issues may come because this is life, he's going to work it out for the better. And I don't believe that. You say you attribute the title of your magazine to the situations or the experience you had with losing 5 babies. And possibly if you hadn't have gone through something that big or so traumatic, you might not have had the wherewithal or even the idea to do something so powerful as, you know, published an online magazine with this type of message. So with that being said, is there anything else? I know you said that there's a godly aspect throughout your magazine, but is there anything else that your magazine talks about or focuses on besides or along with accepting, you know, how to, you know, dealing with your issues and all that?
Well, it's certainly not my issues. In fact, this first issue, which is launched today, and I'm very, very grateful.
And I'm sorry, I didn't mean yours.
I'm sorry? Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello?
I'm sorry, what occurred just then?
I'm sorry, I don't know, there must be an issue with our connection, but I was saying not your specific issues, your readers' issues. Am I correct in understanding that your magazine helps your readers overcome their obstacles and issues?
Well, as I mentioned, I use the case of me having 5 miscarriages, but there's a woman that's featured, she's written an article about the secrets of the Serenity Prayer, and that prayer is often used in places like AA and NA, which is Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous, and she's overcome alcoholism, and how she was able to be so vibrant in her recovery is by partnering her life with God. She used the Serenity Prayer sort of as a launch pad. Then I have another writer who wrote about taking a journey from being lonely to just being alone. If you use your alone time to spend that with God, to grow, to become more creative, to be more dynamic, and to really whatever you may want to do, you may want to continue your education or whatever you may want to do, as opposed to having loneliness be your bully. And so that's what she talks about. Another woman says, I choose to believe. That's the title of her article. And she talks about her and her husband going through a major financial challenge. And so it's a lifestyle magazine. So certainly throughout our lives, there are going to be issues that come up along the way. As I mentioned, miscarriage, loneliness, alcoholism, financial issues. So and then there's also an entire article dedicated to what do you do when you're being derailed at work. So all kinds of lifestyle issues. I personally believe that weaving God into those lifestyle issues, points, crossroads, challenges, is certainly the way to achieve an unbroken life. And so that's what readers will experience by visiting the magazine at www.unbrokenlife.com. The password is May 2010, just like the month that's upcoming, May, M-A-Y, and then this year, 2010, all is one word.
Well, thank you so much for giving our readers, our listeners, your information so they're able to read your magazine and receive some of the wonderful things you have in there. Can I ask you what else you are doing or what else you're involved in outside of the magazine as far as work goes or things that are related to your mission, as, you know, mission to help people?
Well, right now I'm pretty focused, like laser focused on getting the magazine up and running. That's my primary focus. Aside from that, I have been this in-the-closet author for many, many years. So now that the magazine is launched and I've put in the time and effort to get the magazine off the ground, I'm starting to kind of feel little twinges about publishing a book. So I certainly will have another edition of Unbroken Life magazine available in June. And if anyone is interested who's not a subscriber, and it's a free publication at this time, please drop me an email let me get an email address that's available. It's at info@unbrokenlife.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at the @ unbrokenlife.com. Drop me an email, and I'll be happy to put you on the list so you can get copies of the magazine as they come out. My next venture will be to publish a book, and God has certainly put something on my heart, and I've been harboring it and allowing it to marinate in my soul for more than a few months, so it may be time to take that leap.
So if you were to publish a book, do you have an idea or anything, you know, in the workings now, like anything that you have planned for this book yet, or is this an idea?
It's an idea. It's an idea at the idea stage, but I have had many years experience in working for a ministry, working for a church, and my book idea certainly is a fiction, but it is based on having the factual and practical experience of working for a church. Excuse me. So it'll be centered around church life, which, you know, I came to Christ myself in 1980, and then I switched lanes and went back to the church and became a Christian again, a practicing Christian in 1987. So I recognize that not everyone has that that experience or that legacy or understands the culture of the church or even cares to. But that coupled with a great story, I think, can be very interesting and very enlightening, since many people don't, as I didn't prior to coming to church, I had no experience with the church world at all. I didn't know the culture. I didn't know the do's and don'ts, the taboos, and all the things that I've learned. And I often ask God, you know, why did I need to learn this? What was he feeling that there was a void in my life that I needed this? I still don't have that answer. I'm still growing and still learning, but I'm very happy that he chose me, nevertheless, a girl that really had no background in the church, to have such a rich now heritage of church knowledge. So
do you believe that your interactions with the church, and maybe as you said, maybe not the best experience you've had as, you know, an employee of the church, would you say that experience helped or hindered your relationship with God?
Well, I really had a wonderful relationship as an employee with the church. I really did. I mean, it, like any job, you know, you have your good days and your bad days. Nevertheless, that is another kind of tentacle to Unbroken Life magazine. There are all kinds of viewpoints regarding the church. Some people feel that they don't go to the church because they need to dress a certain way, or they don't go to church because they don't have money, or they don't go to the church because they went to the club the night before, or whatever. And I believe that the book that I publish, and also perhaps some upcoming articles in Unbroken Life magazine, will certainly dispel those myths. But the magazine nor the book is intended to either persuade or dissuade anyone from the church. It really will be a story that kind of occurs within the environment of the church, but not to proselytize church going.
Wow. Well, with that being said, how do you want your magazine to impact people who have experiences or who have situations like that? Like maybe someone who's of an alternative lifestyle, meaning maybe somebody homosexual who doesn't feel comfortable in the church, or maybe somebody who's backslidden and doesn't know how to, rejoin the church. How do you want your magazine to impact those people, or what does your magazine offer that would impact those people, I should say?
Well, as I said, Unbroken Life magazine is a lifestyle magazine, so whatever the lifestyle is, I believe that God loves people, and I don't believe that God discriminates. While man may discriminate, I don't believe that God does. So I'm trusting that the articles will touch lifestyle issues, and that the article will invite people to partner their lives, their challenges, their victories, their health issues, anything that you may be going through. To partner those issues with godliness, with God's power, with prayer. And again, it's not for us, by us, meaning for Christians, by Christians. It happens to be that I'm a Christian, but my magazine is embracing all people of all faiths and all lifestyles, and really making, I believe, a very creative and editorially sound plea and appeal to them, open their hearts up to God. Not necessarily church, but it will certainly dispel any myths about the church if an article is written that's designed to do that.
So what would you say is the best part about your article, the thing you're most, I know you're proud of the entire thing, and we at the Gist of Freedom are proud of you as well, but overall, what would be the one thing you can say is the most impactful, the most wonderful thing about your product?
You know, this may be a little surprising to your listeners, but the most important part of publishing the magazine is that it's complete. You know, I have, as I said, I've been a writer who's been paid, which is not the easiest feat on earth, but I've certainly been paid as a writer for most of my adult career. But to launch out on my own and do something that came from my own from my own heart and my own efforts, and in its totality, from soup to nuts, you know, I certainly have had writers that contributed, and voices and trusted voices that I've listened to that have contributed to me in ways that have been invaluable. But in terms of the entirety of the completion, and I find that the word completion for me is a distinction. It really means more than just having something finished. It means in its totality, like if you bake a birthday cake and you put your heart and soul into creating that birthday cake, and you ice it, and you write happy birthday to your loved one on it, and you put a few icing flowers on it, and you put the candle on it, and then you light it, and it is complete.
And certainly it will be consumed, and the blessing of the tasting will come. But for me, completion is that kind of distinction where I can really, as we used to say back in the 90s, exhale. I could just exhale and say, you know what, thank you, God, for giving me the strength and the fortitude and the ability and the wisdom and the trials and the tribulations to get this dream of mine actualized and to really be complete in accomplishing a dream that I've held on to since high school.
Well, what caused you to get to the point where you can realize that completion is distinction? Because I know for a lot of people, when they hear the word completion, they think an end to something. They think of an end to something. But what it sounds like you're describing is a new beginning with completion. Can you explain that to us, or can you explain to us how what in your life happened or transpired that caused you to realize that it's a distinction and not an end?
Sorry, are you still there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you dropped out. Yes, for me, I have, I'm this consummate learner, you know. I love school. I love study. I love seminars. I love teaching, anything around education. It's amazing that I didn't discover this as a younger person because I probably should have gone into teaching as my primary career. But what I've done is I've gone out and I've taken my education, and then I went on and went to graduate school. And after that, I started taking a lot of personal development courses. And one particular institute that I've studied extensively with is Landmark Education, and they offer distinctions as training. And so I learned the distinction of completion there, and that really does not mean being finished. That means being satisfied. That means being able to go on. If you've ever had a broken heart or ended a job poorly and you walk away and you have residual emotions and residual ongoing frustrations about it, then what I learned from Landmark Education is that you're incomplete. You need to get that complete. Whatever that means, writing the person a letter, going to the person, picking up the phone and calling them, however you need to do that, you have to go ahead and get that complete so that you can move on to the next thing. So that's why completion for me is not an ending but a beginning, because with every completion, there is an opportunity for a new level of relationship or a new relationship or a new job or a new whatever there is. And, you know, even those that are dealing with the death of a loved one could be complete with the death, the fact that they are grieving and they're complete with grieving. Not that the grieving is ended, but that they're complete. There are no residual issues around it and that they can accept it. In fact, I lost one of my best friends last year was my grandmother. And I can cry at the drop of a hat when I think of her, but I'm also complete that she lived a wonderful life filled with love and happiness, ups and downs, challenges, heartache, just as we all do. But I'm complete with the fact that she was here. God gave her to me and my family, and now she's gone.
So you're able to accept your grandmother's death through the through completion. When you consider it, or when you think of completion as a distinction, so you're saying that completion to you and what you teach in your magazine is that it's not an end or a loss, but it's what?
Well, just so that I'm clear, because I don't want to, you know, be accused of teaching the distinctions of landmark communication. I'm sorry, landmark education in my magazine. I don't teach about their principles or their distinctions at all in my magazine. I was only expressing my stand currently on being complete, having published this magazine, having realized the dream. But no, so I won't be teaching about it, but certainly I can help others get complete. For instance, with the article about giving birth to acceptance, I speak about being complete. I mean, I don't use that terminology, but I speak about being complete with having 5 miscarriages. The first miscarriage, I was not complete. I was not at all whole and sound in body, mind, and emotion, or spirit as a result of that. And on with the second, third, fourth, and fifth miscarriage, I was very, very much incomplete. And the article speaks of that, but not in the terms of Landmark Education, which is a great institution. And, you know, I certainly would encourage your listeners to look into their programs.
Well, do you think that without Landmark Education, you would be able to, for your own life, not necessarily, like you say, you're not teaching the learnings that they have at Landmark, but do you, for your own life, believe that without Landmark, you would be able to come to a point in your life where you would be able to, like you said, give birth to acceptance, to be complete, to have these different viewpoints when somebody else in similar situations could be so negative about it? You seem to have a more positive outlook on things. And do you attribute some of those things to Landmark?
Well, actually, I had my 5 miscarriages before discovering Landmark Education. So the magazine is really designed to help people partner their lives with God. So I will attribute my, what I call being complete, and what I attribute to coming to a point of acceptance of the losses as me accepting God's dealings in my life, me accepting His will and His purpose in my life. And, you know, when something negative happens to anyone, and I'm sure your readers can reach back into times in their lives when things, you know, weren't going well for them. And, you know, it's never something that we want to accept when we have a loss of a loved one or a marriage or a cherished relationship or a job or, you know, some financial losses. But coming to a point of acceptance, which the entire first issue of Unbroken Life magazine is all around the theme of acceptance, coming to that point with God for me and probably with others that have come to accept his dealings with us in a positive way, is a process. It's a step-by-step process. It's a process that entails trusting him. It's a process that entails certainly keeping our hearts malleable before him and not having a hardened heart, one that would close him out and, you know, kind of decide that we're going to go about dealing with the challenges by self-medication or some kind of adverse...
Something detrimental.
Mm-hmm.
I'm agreeing with you. I understand what you're saying. You mean something more detrimental. I understand completely. Well, Cinda, we're at our last 2 minutes, and I also want to thank you again for coming onto our show and sharing with us the idea behind your magazine, and we are so excited to be a part of that. And do you mind just giving us your contact information and a plug for your magazine before we sign off?
Absolutely. For listeners of the Gist of Freedom Radio, please send me an email at info@unbrokenlife.com. The website is www.unbrokenlife.com. To view the magazine, you can use the password May2010. Thank you so much, Asia. Thank you so much, Gist of Freedom Radio. I sincerely thank you a million times for your support of Unbroken Life magazine, and I, you know, pray that you will have the best of success in all that you're up to and all that you're bringing to your listeners, and just thank you again.
Without a moment to lose, you must choose. Oh, oh.